Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
Come after me, says the Lord, and I will make you fishers of men.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They are fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left the net and followed Jesus. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them. Immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The calling of God for us is direct. These four disciples were called directly by Jesus. I remember when I entered seminary, as if it was my decision, but God is planning the role for me. I studied in Catholic school, and I managed to have contact with the church, being an altar boy. In this sense, I feel close to the church. And then another priest, once he asked me, "Do you want to become a priest?" After 2 years, I went to the seminary. Of course, the calling is not so direct, but Jesus working through different people, different situation, making me think of following him. Of course, my first response is very primitive. If I'm not sure whether I can be a priest, what I can say is I was just trying my best. Jesus really is working hard within me. Even at the ordination, on many occasions, he saved me from temptations. Also through assigning me to different parishes so that I'm not attached to some people or to some situation. This is the main teacher. At times, I may feel annoyed why some people is doing this, doing that. I complain. But Jesus knows everything. Follow him, it's not that doesn't mean everything is perfect. But I believe Jesus is working hard on me. I thank Jesus for this. And as Jesus continue to keep us in his heart. So let's pray for one another. Although we belong to different vocations, but it's one name to do the will of God at every present moment. That's the only thing we can do. We have to do. So let us promise Jesus, they want to listen to his voice, they want to follow him today at any cost to say yes to the will of God.